It is a strange new touchless world we're living in. How are you surviving?
This is a CBS 4 News special report.
I take you out live now to Tallahassee, where Governor Ron DeSantis is holding a news conference with the latest information on COVID-19.
And we urge all Floridians age 65 plus and those with significant underlying medical conditions, you know, to stay at home.
I live in a little town called Coconut Grove. People are everywhere, walking and riding bikes.
My friend and I are here today to talk about common sense.
I walk twice a day.
Common sense to prevent coronavirus.
And I run into people and they want to hug me, and biggest worry is being run over by a bicycle. But people are finding other things to do, like I've seen a lot of people do artificial elbow bumps.
We are both recommending you don't shake hands anymore.
I call them distant elbow bumps.
You need to bump.
Bump, don't shake.
You don't know where that hand has been.
As of today in Florida, we're wearing face masks, so it's a little difficult to smile.
Make your own DIY, no sewing needed face mask.
And there's so much sun that we have sunglasses on, so we sort of look like outer spacemen. So we are using a lot of this kind of stuff to say hi to people.
Wash your hands frequently, 20 seconds, with soap and water or hand sanitizer.
It is difficult. It's a very difficult time.
So we instituted a 14-day self-quarantine for everyone coming in from those airports in the New York City area. Every time they come in, they're now met by National Guard, State Department, Rural Personnel.
Handshakes are gone, possibly forever, according to Anthony Fauci. The friendly hug, hello or goodbye, that's a thing of the past. You can't kiss a date, get a massage, hold someone else's baby, or high-five a teammate without risking everybody's health. What happens when an entire nation is touch-deprived? I checked in with Dr. Tiffany Field. She's the founder and director of the Touch Research Institute at the University of Miami Medical School, and she's a pioneer in the field of therapeutic touch. So I'm thinking, for somebody like you who studies touch, this must be like a giant field experiment. I mean, have Americans ever been this touch deprived?
Well, I think that we've been headed in this direction for a while of a no-touch culture. We've actually been doing an airport gate study for the last year and a half, and we don't see any touch in the airport gates. 98% of the time, people are on cell phones. And they're not talking, they're scrolling and texting and, I guess, gaming. So I'm not sure that people are feeling that touch-deprived. In fact, I think that we are a touch-deprived culture, but I don't think we're moving in the direction of being less touch-deprived.
Is the U.S. different from other countries in that way?
Well, it's different than Paris, I'll tell you that. And the Parisians are very disturbed that they can't kiss each other on the cheeks at this point in time. I think they're probably feeling significantly more touch deprived than we are. There's been studies done years back in cafes where couples were observed to be touching each other. And in Great Britain and in the U.S., it happened once every 30 minutes, whereas in Paris, it happened 20 times every 30 minutes.
That's a big difference.
Yeah, even within affectionate couples, there is a direct relationship. We had a study where we compared adolescents in Paris with adolescents in Miami. And the adolescents in Paris were all over each other, hugging each other and giving each other back rubs. And the Miami adolescents were hugging themselves and flipping their hair and cracking their knuckles. And we actually found that the Parisian adolescents, these studies took place in McDonald's in both Paris and Miami. We found that the adolescents over there were less verbally and less physically aggressive.
Huh.
So that was kind of a disturbing finding.
Why do you think that is?
The less touch you have, the more aggressive you are.
Hmm.
And there's a lot of studies in primitive cultures that suggests that the more physical affection infants receive from their parents, the less aggressive they are as they're growing up. The studies that we did in Paris, we also did this on preschoolers, on playgrounds, the children were getting more physical affection from their parents, and they were less verbally and physically aggressive towards their peers.
Tiffany, this is purely speculation, but could this have anything to do with why the coronavirus has hit places like Italy and France and Spain so hard? Because those are cultures where people are touching each other more?
I would say that's true, except for China. I think China is an exception. I don't think there is much physical contact as Italy and France. But it's a very interesting speculation that you, or a hypothesis you just gave.
So I'm curious about what the effect of social isolation might be having on all of us. Just anecdotally, for instance, you and I are talking via a video conference right now, and that's how my entire production team has been working for the last several weeks. Everything is video conference. Now, I don't usually touch my coworkers when we're meeting together, I don't think. So you wouldn't think meeting online would be all that different, but it does feel different. It seems exhausting, for one thing.
Yeah. Just even doing the elbow bumping was better than nothing. But we know from our research that the critical thing is moving the skin. And there's a lot of things we can do to move the skin. Now, granted, if you get a massage, that's better than just moving your skin. And if you get a massage from your partner, that's better than getting a massage from a massage therapist. Yoga or stretching or sit-ups or every form of exercise, if you think about it.
Wait. Can I just ask? I thought that touch was about human-to-human touch. You're saying it's about moving your skin?
Yeah. Well, the positive effects, the healthy effects, come from moving the skin. What happens is when you move the skin, you're stimulating the pressure receptors under the skin. Those send messages to the brain, mainly to the vagus nerve. There's 12 cranial nerves in the brain. Mm-hmm. And the vagus nerve does a whole bunch of things. It has branches to virtually every part of our body. And when that happens, you're slowing the nervous system down. And when you slow the nervous system down, like a decrease in heart rate, a decrease in blood pressure, change in the brain waves to theta activity, which is relaxation waves, you get a decrease in stress hormones and you save natural killer cells.
All of that happens just from moving your skin.
When you increase natural killer cells, they ward off viral cells, bacterial cells, and cancer cells. So ironically, at a time when we can't be touching each other, touching would be very good because the touching and moving the skin has a huge effect on the immune system. Just think about we're washing our hands all the time. When we're doing that, we're moving the skin of our hands. At least if we're washing our hands correctly, we're moving the skin. And that itself is a stimulus. More than just keeping the virus off, it's going to help us because it's stimulating our pressure receptors.
Wow. Are there symptoms of touch deprivation? Like, let's say you don't exercise a lot and you live alone. What would the symptoms be of having your, you know, feeling, yeah, touch deprived?
Right. Well, people haven't actually studied that in, you know, moderate amounts of deprivation. We do, though, have a lot of things happening in our society, and this is happening all over the world, but mostly in English-speaking countries, which are cuddle groups.
Cuddle groups?
Cuddle groups, yes. You wear your pajamas, and you lie on the floor in a big circle, and you cuddle whoever's next to you. They turn the lights off. They have these rules that you can't get sexually intimate. They also have cuddle shops that are cropping up all over this country and Great Britain and Australia. You go, and you pay $1 a minute, and someone cuddles you.
Well, I imagine that's another industry that's taking a hit during coronavirus.
Yeah. Right.
But yeah, so what do you think? I mean, we've got months of social isolation ahead of us. Do you see anything good coming out of this?
I think that with people being isolated at home, at least family members are touching each other more because they have more time with each other. And what I hear from my friends who have kids, they're holding them on their laps a lot, they're giving them back rubs, they're hugging them a lot, and they know that if they hug or back rub, they're going to calm down the kids, and they'll calm down themselves, because when you do touch someone else, it calms you down. And so I'm saying to single people who don't have anybody touching them that they need to do self-touch. They need to do yoga. They need to walk around their room. Stimulating the pressure receptors on their feet is going to give them this kind of stimulation they need. Lying on the floor and doing crunches or sit-ups, all of that is going to contribute to very similar effects of just being hugged or shaking someone's hand. Yeah, just like exercise and diet, you need to have a daily dose of touch.
That's Dr. Tiffany Field. She's the founder and director of the Touch Research Institute at the University of Miami Medical School.